제어연 하라여 여자여 하인배 제어 Yeah. Namo la ye je da lu da ni jen je ni bum da da mi je nam da Ro wa gun je da na ji sam ba dam je je da da je je den do Ma ju ro nam je da da ni le zim je da ma je je den do do ja la na me ba ya da ba zo be zan je je ko ba rin bu jin Jin he je ha do bra je ha de he do bra je he je do dam be je rin bu jin zin he nyam be Gu lo chan ju je zin je zi he zin be guan he zin bu ro yi ju Please be listen to precious holy Buddha Dharma within the motivation called the Bodhicitta or the altruistic intention that is in order to attain supreme, complete, and perfect enlightenment for the benefits of all mother sentient beings as vast as space. Dendrasong za kulung chanchul ju simgi, simbe guwani, chu simye di, kye chimbore. Ani dendrasong za, dendra di inge le ya, chi dendra ngama, nidong chu di di, tabi simgi kapsu, ane kiranzo kashi, chu simga pe yore, ane kashi ni, to susu ki chi lega tela chi sabuda, kye chimbo dendra la teni, Ani nidong chu tari sum ni mu de la ya, ani chu senga la peye chung yo ma re. Nidong chu tari sum ni mu de la, ani nye namba so la ya, ani chik namsha gyundun chu ban langshin, ani te kap su chik ngaran su chu senbe, ani shiden kulung, ani chu chebe nye kap kulung ke chebe ko la ya, ani nye chunan so la ya, chu yo re. At the beginning, you have listened about the importance of the motivations, the best motivation called the altruistic intentions, which is very important at the beginning, whether you listen to the Dharma, whether you practice the Dharma in your house, whether you interact with people or even a small insects, the good motivations is very important. For these reasons, all the gurus, the masters, they advise us quite often that it's very important at the beginning, the foundation of motivations. However, this year, 2010, January, last Sunday, Sunday 3rd, some of you were listening to the Dharma in this Tudendar Kirin Dharma Center. I very appreciate let you to listen about the good motivation. At that time, I already told about the how importance of these motivations with the refers of the Panchen Rosan Shugyi Gyaltsens. He said that he said about the importance of the motivations. In particular, the motivation called the bodhicitta or the altruistic intentions. Some of you missed last Sunday, and today, the second Sunday of this January, right? The January 10th, 2010. Perhaps you have written already that, 2010, in this Sunday, I will go to the Tudendar Kirin Dharma Center in your calendar. So because of that motivation and that plan, you are listening to Dharma today at this Tudendar Kirin Dharma Center. I am very appreciate and happy that you listen about the Dharma, even it's very difficult to practice the Dharma. True. That's true. To practice the Dharma is quite difficult than the listen. For example, to take the medicine is very easy to do. We can bring the medicine from the doctor, and then here in this modern time, there are many pharmacies too. Walgreens, there is a pharmacy, and then the other place there, you can pay your cash, or you can pay the credit card of the bank too. The different bank, the Bank of America, and then some of you the FM Bank and the Federal Bank, different bank to withdraw the money and buy the medicine is very easy. But taking the medicine properly as the doctor advised, that's rather difficult. But no matter, as the Shantideva said, that no matter how it is difficult, So no matter how it is difficult, the great Bodhisattva and the scholar Shantideva said that the however it's very difficult, once you try it again and again, it becomes more and more familiar to you, and it becomes very easy and easy to you. Therefore, those great scholars and masters quite often to inspire their students to inspire their Dharma followers, the Dharma listener, inspire them. It's easy if it becomes your familiar, and you will forget about the activities in this life, and then into and concern about the plan of the next good rebirth. Then the plan about the nirvana or the liberations, and then full enlightenment. Sunday, some of you missed listening about the not ordinary biography too. If we are writing our biography, perhaps I will write an ordinary samsaric story about myself, true. And then other people, so they're proud to write about the biography. Perhaps this modern time, they will put in some photos and very wonderful environment where they visit, true. They're writing such a biography. So, ordinary biography. So last Sunday I didn't talk about the ordinary biography. I talked about the highlights of the very spiritual biography, very wonderful biography, very meaningful biography of the Arya Asanga. You have listened that Arya Asanga has practiced very hardship. Gradually efforts, continuous effort in order to a vision of his master, Bodhisattva Maitreya. At the end, he has a vision of the his master Maitreya, and he met the Bodhisattva Maitreya. Therefore, whatever is very hard, however the goal is far, if we walk towards this direction, we go near and near, close and close to this direction, to that goal. Ani dene ani deja thamma dele ya ani rangi ani shede yungu dobje ani sabe kadambe lamrin lama namla ya deja pyu bari. When the great scholar Tsongkhapa has written commentary of the Lamrim or the graduated path to enlightenment, or the graduates on the stage of the path to enlightenment, the great Tsongkhapa various has done respect from his head to the Buddha Shakyamuni, from Buddha Shakyamuni until his the root gurus, the lineage master of the Kadamba. He processed to them, as in the Lamrim said, that Namo Guru, Menju Gawaya, Pinzo Gile, Chive Timbe, Taye Dime, Rewa Kongesu, Malishe Jishin Sibet, Shige Zo de Languja Sims. And Dine, Deja Tamadelaya, Ramja Sura Kuna Tavin, Kisan Tabo Jube, Jumaj, Seve Jive, Tapi Zabat, Sejeshin Yanamla, Guja Sims. After a great scholar has paid homage and prostrate to those masters, and he said that Kamba Shuzi Mimbe Magipshin, Lengen Jebe, Roy Tudinsh, Tivetensa, Tenden Shede, Tenden Ten, Siji Jimden. Then he said that, the Dharma listeners, oh, fortunate beings, you are the listener of the precious Holy Buddha Dharma, which is a very real meaningful in order to cross from the general suffering of the lower realms, in order to cross the suffering of the samsara or the cyclic existence, in order to attain the supreme and complete enlightenment, full enlightenment, for the purpose and for the benefits of all dear mother sentient beings. Who are your mother sentient beings? From our ignorance, we don't understand. Sometimes we met a person who harm us, who attack us, and we may feel that, oh, he is my enemy. And some person, when we met a person who gave me clothes, some foods, who let me stay a few days in the house, and I may have thought that, oh, I recognize them as a friend, I recognize them as my relatives, and I thought they are my friends. And when we go outside to the street and we meet the different person too, then we ignore upon them too, whether he smiled to us, and we may thought that, why he smiled to me, I don't understand. And so we differentiate to the peoples because of our ignorance. We don't understand who are who, true. And those are our spiritual master said that she ngaranzo kovala kami ngo mashenba madochi ani she simjian tamje rangi ma she manyu ba yomaris simjian tamje rangi ma ta nyedushadaris lama koma so sungore. Therefore, the great spiritual master, they introduce us that all of those sentient beings, we don't understand our previous cycle of existence, our previous life. In many previous life, they are our mother, they are our friend, and they are our relatives. We don't understand. So we have tried to bring them to our friendly, our mother, and then from that, we can benefit to them. Therefore, the great scholar Tsongkhapa has said that when you listen to the Dharma and be a very smart mental factor, to be have a very intelligent mind in order to listen to the Dharma, that is, do not differentiate. Do not have a partial thought to, he is such a person, I don't listen to Dharma from him. He comes from that country, his relatives are those, his language are those, and he comes from not from my province, not from my race, not like that. Don't have a partial thought. Be a very true thought is very important, not a false thought. True thought, where you listen to the Dharma. Then the Dharma speaker, too, like me, talking continually, talking to you, And like that, some persons gives you some present to when the time of the Christmas time, to everybody comes to your house, give you the different type of present. They give you a present, some present very small, some person very, very big, some person presents are very useful to you, some present are not useful to you. But what do you do? You smile to them, thank you very much, said, thank you very much for your present of this year. And then I appreciate to receive your present. And those present, when you open the big box, too, some small box, some box square box, some box round box, too. And when you open those boxes, and there are some things which can benefit to you, and which is good for you, then you will collect them. Like that, if they are not good for you, then you can give to the other person, you can share to the other person. So like that example, the great scholar Lama Tsongkhapa said that the when you listen to the Dharma and be intelligent mind, the Dharma speaker has spoken to you Dharma, and you have to check them. Are those as according as the Dharma or not? Is he speaking as according as the Dharma or not? If his speaking is not as according as the Dharma, then that's the non-Dharma, true. The difference between the Dharma and non-Dharma, as you know that which speakings as according as the Shakyamuni Buddha's text, in dark or indirect, and that's the Dharma. And if it's not as according as the Shakyamuni Buddha's text, then that's the not Dharma, non-Dharma. Then, for example, if the master speaks you, spoke you about to do the negative actions, too, then that's a non-Dharma, too, because the Shakyamuni Buddha said at the beginning, don't do the negative actions, do the positive actions, in order to subdue your mind. So, if the master said that do the negative action, then you, your intelligent mind analyze, open it, and just abandon them too. If the master said that do the positive actions, then that's the, as according as the Shakyamuni Buddha text. And also not only that, through the reason too, it can be antidote upon your our negative actions too. Our negative actions, it will be antidote upon our negative actions. Then that's the medicine, that's the Dharma. Then you can collect them. Therefore, the Dharma listener should be very clean, should be very disciplined, because they should be like a very smart mind, too, like the students. Too. The students who are learning in the university, learning in the school, they have be a very smart mind, good mind. Otherwise, they don't understand the subject very well. So, and then the great scholar Lama Tsongkhapa said that in order to use your physical body, your physical body, when it introduced in the Buddhist text or the commentary, and then it's a different description. So it said that it's endowed with 10 favorable conditions, and it's free from the 10, it has the those qualities of the ledgers. Then you can recognize what form of your body and why it's important. How it's important. Therefore, in order to make your physical body in the proper way or the meaningful life. So when we analyze upon this, the meaningful life, then perhaps when we reverse, when we concern backwards our life, Tengshoki Mili Rinpoche-dar, Shide-shikyabayana, Lo-khasi-chimbayana, Ching-sayore, Ngaranzu-ri, Tse-hi-rangma-de-la-ya, Yakpo-che-da, Shede-ma-shi, Ngaranzu-lakpa-ri-yore, Tendra-son-za, Tse-nyema-la-ya, Tapen-che-che, Yakpo-chimbayana, Gawa-gom, Yakpo-che-wa-mena, Ching-che-yakpo-che-ye, Ge-chimbo-shi-yu-shi-cha-wo-ra. Tendra-son-za, Ching-che-yakpo-che-che, 전조 된다 된 바지 세상에 쉐신 쉐셰바이는 쉐셰바 된다 된바 용고래 들었어서 정말로 뭐 쉐게 뭐 종가 보신 분 대외 된상 된된 제대로 된된 되는 지지 진대니 therefore the great scholar Tsongkhapa said that in order to use your physical form of human existence which praised by the Shakyamuni Buddha which praised by the Indian scholar Shantideva the great scholar Tsongkhapa praise to us that how wonderful we have such a human form. We have found a human existence. When we concern about this, in the past, we have passed many. Okay, cool, okay. It's an automatic air conditioning. then we have to use the rest of our human life in order to drive the meaningful actions from our body, from our speech, and from our mind. Therefore, we have when you listen to the Dharma, you have to understand these things too. Oh, am I a true Dharma listener or not? I am false Dharma listener or true Dharma listener? And then true Dharma listener, you have this quality, then be rejoiced. And you may thought that you can thought that thing or concern that am I a intelligent Dharma listener or not? Am I concentrate the speaker or not? If you concentrate on the speaker, then when you left from this temple, then you can refresh it again and again. So you will remember what you have listened to. Practice the Dharma as well as you can. Then the great scholar Master Shantideva said that me chula tene lungen chuo chile chinde chine ni gabe mongba tisu ni malus. So and then the great Shantideva explained he gave the one example, to very wonderful example. The example of the our precious human body is the boat which can cross from this side ocean to the other oceans. The boat which can go to the other very beautiful island or island. To the that boat, we have to use this boat to go that very wonderful island. So if there is a very wonderful island or the island in the water, the island which has many the green trees and then the very beautiful flowers and very beautiful birds singing there in that island, and there are very different very many beautiful things, and then that place is very clean, there is no pollution in that place, and everybody smiles to you, enjoy the, nobody looks like they're nervous, everybody very smart and relaxed there. Then you might have thought that, oh, I will go to that island, I will go to that place. So you will take the boat, and then boat will take you to that place too. Then you can enjoy to that place too. So that example like that, what we have found, the body, our form of body, is the human body, what gold is the precious human body. So as it said that precious human body is a very precious, it's very expensive, it's very rare to find. Therefore, we should be precious human body used as a precious way. And then collect more virtuous actions as much as our speaking, as much as our mouth, or as much as our body, physical body, and from our mind, we should not think the bad thinking. We should not think those bad thinkings. Therefore, this precious human body, however, we will try to follow, listen the Dharma, and then try to practice the Dharma. As the Arya Asanga practiced the Dharma in his meditation cave, at the final, he has met the Bodhisattva Maitreya, very wonderful body, never enough to watching to his body. There is no limit, and once you want see the material Buddha's body, you won't see it again and again because of his wonderful and excellent qualities of the human, the deity's body. So, and as you mentioned, you remember that the Arya Asanga told to the Maitreya Buddha how I said, I sense very sadness because long time I retreat upon you, and until now you didn't show me your such a wonderful physical body. And after that, the Arya, the Bodhisattva Maitreya said that if you take me in the outside, in the town, and you will see who will see me, who can has a merit to see me.
等到上座，叫我参巴，帕布托麦吉，你查巴格朗吉，你，嗯，吃罗了嘛，前世的配对，你同同的米的吉，你算那么吉，吉吉马乔巴人生，你杰罗马瑞斯，等到松子吉罗的，等到松子哈达拉玛斯尼的杰巴拉，嗯，阿兰佐拉呀，嗯，算那么，是的，你吉巴强的吉，杰钦布的。Therefore,
in order to see the visions of those deities or the masters, what we require is the we need the very a large amount of merits, and we have to purify our negativities. When he took the Arya Asanga, Pakpatome in Tibetan, we say, when Arya Asanga took his master on his shoulder in the town, nobody sees him because they don't have the merit. And then the Arya Asanga asked to, the great Master Maitreya asked to Arya Asanga, you have practiced retreat upon me, so what do you want now? What do you want from me now? And then the Bodhisattva, as the Maitreya asked to him, the Arya Asanga replied to him, I want to flourish the Mahayana teachings or the Dharma in this world. Therefore, I want to understand the Mahayana Dharma in correct way. And he accepted that, his master accepted that, and then his master, Maitreya, told to Arya Asanga, oh, catch to my ropes. And then he catch and hold the ropes of the Bodhisattva Maitreya, and Maitreya, the power of the miracles, and then at the short times, they arrived in the very pure land, too, very pure island, the island in the sun. The island in the Hawaii, too, in the American people. Maybe the island in the in Mexico, they're called the island of the Isla Mujer,
or the island of the Playa del Carmen, true. And then okay, and then how? Okay, so the example of the island of the some islands in there, true. And in this world there are many islands, true. So they arrived in the heavenland, the Tushita land, and then he stayed there with his master in the Tushita land, and the Arya Asanga listened a dharma from the Bodhisattva Maitreya. He listened the dharma, he contemplated upon the dharma, he meditated upon what he has listened, and he gained those realizations. He gained those realizations. Especially he has listened the five texts, which called the five texts of the Maitreya. In this, among this, the five texts, what we call the one text called the Abhisamaya Alankara, or the text called the Ornament of the Clear Realizations, too, which text is very important when the great scholars, when they describe about the Lam Rim teachings, or the great extensive deeds, and that one is a root text, the ornament of the clear realizations. And the other one text, I remember what that is, the text name called the Uttara Tantra, the sublime continuum, which has preached by the Bodhisattva Maitreya. And after many years, he listened to the Dharma in the Tushita land. And when he came down, Arya Asanga, then he has received those realizations and the power of miracles. And when he descended from the Tushita land, Arya Asanga descended from there himself to there, down. So we also should be like that. We have to, when we listen to the Dharma, when we read the Dharma, and we have tried to get the realizations, to attain the realizations, we need the favorable conditions, we need the merit, we have to purify our karmic obstacles, and we have to keep those disciplines proper. Then he descend from Tushita. He descend from Tushita land to the human land near the Magadha, and there he preached the many disciples. And he asked. And when he recognized that how long the Bodhisattva Arya Asanga spent his lifetime in the Tushita land, and it was 50 years of the human life. It was 50 years of the human life. That's the one part of the morning of the Tushita, or the lifespan. Then he collected some few Dharma listeners who are very fortunate being, who has a true thought, not a partial thought, and who the Dharma listeners of the Arya Asanga, who has a really intelligent mental factor, and who want to benefit all the sentient beings. And then he taught the Dharma to them. Through them, he flourished the Mahayana teachings. And once occasion, when the Arya Asanga teach the Dharma, there are more than the 10,000 Dharma listeners gathering from the different directions, from the east direction, from the north direction, from the south direction. More than the 10,000 people are gathering to listen to the Dharma from Arya Asanga. Therefore, as we heard for the Lam Rim teachings, when the great scholar respects and pay homage to Arya Asanga, because of that, he is a great master who flourished the Dharma in this world. He is a great scholar who has shown us the one tenet called the Chittamatra tenets or the mind only schools too. So he is a great scholar and great benefactor, Arya Asanga. And we have to be, when you listen to the Dharma, then enjoy to listen to the Dharma too. Oh, I know this Dharma. I have these favorable and these conditions. Then enjoy and inspire yourself to Dharma too. We depend in this life, but not too strong an attachment in this life too. This life, the Master introduced us, it can be changed. It's a temporary happiness too. What we experience, the happiness in this life, it's just a temporary happiness too. So if we do the concern too much about the temporal happiness, then Shantideva said that don't sleep in this human precious life. Don't ignore us upon this precious human life. Be awake in this human precious life and do what is more benefits to you. Then you last year we have told about the those three mistakes of how to listen the Dharma, as you remember those three mistakes or the faults. And with the example of the pot, if it has a hold under bottom, what happened? It is a dirty and it cannot, the water and then essence inside it, we cannot drink it. And if it skips the upside down, then we cannot use it. So like that, when you listen to the Dharma, or you spend your time in the Dharma place, to wherever you listen to the Dharma, whether you listen the Dharma in the Tribhuvan Darjeeling Dharma Center, and whether you listen the Dharma in the other Dharma place, to wherever you listen the Dharma, no matter, wherever you listen the Dharma, but don't waste your time to. When you listen the Dharma, try concentrate, be contemplate, and then you can rejoice when you go back from the Dharma place. Then you can refresh it again to. You can remember those the listenings, and you may exciting too. Oh, that's a different, quite different listening too. That's a quite different speaker. That's a quite different listeners, and then you enjoy to understand about the who is the Guru Tsongkhapa too, who is the Arya Asanga, who is the Buddha Shakyamuni, what has he has written about it too, and then you yourself. Make strength to listen to the Dharma, to practice the Dharma, then never enough to listen to the Dharma. Like Panchen Losang Chögyen, the Arya Asanga is a great scholar too, but he don't enough to stop to listen to the Dharma. He went to Tushita land and listened to the Dharma there, and Panchen Losang Chögyen also once time he thought that, oh, now I will stop to listen to the Dharma. I have listened enough, but at the final his dream, and then he listened to the Dharma again. Therefore, he has benefited a lot of sentient beings in Tibet. And you remember those the advantage of listenings too. Advantage of listenings, and then in the other hand, disadvantage of the not listening to. If you don't listen to the Dharma, then we are like a darkness house too. In the darkness house, whatever things there we cannot see. So like that, if we don't open our ear sense, if we don't hear the Dharma, then we don't understand what are those 10 virtuous actions, what are those the four noble truths, what is the bodhicitta or the altruistic intentions, and what are those six perfections. We don't understand. If we understand the Dharma, then it's quite differentiate. As the master says that tundula circumcision chigzam jimba chigba yinaya and jinsu dagu amale chanju sendi kunye lang jimba yinu tende jimba di and chanju sendi jiba la dogore and chanju sendi kunye malang be jimba tangba yinu jimba zambu al dogore shi gya tong chi bum jine yin jimba shenda di li des dogo dogo cha gore. You listen that the person who listens about the bodhicitta, then he or she, they give even a very small portion of food, even if give a 1 cent of the United States to the beggar or to the poor persons. If that motivated by the bodhicitta, then that goes to the practice of the bodhisattva. And if someone who didn't listen to the dharma and then he has or she has ignorant upon the dharma, then even a hundred and hundred million and million rupee, right? In the past time, we heard in India the Italian lira, true. The Italian currency said it lira, true, and Mexican pesos and other currency. And then the dollar, European euro, even a million of million we gave to the others. And then that's not the bodhisattva practice because of that, the lacking of the bodhicitta, true. And then we can proud ourselves, even we give a single portion up to the other with a bodhicitta mind. Oh, that's just the similar with the bodhisattva activities. It's a great the giving or the great morality, great discipline, and the passions to someone attack to you, to someone spoke, you are very harshful speaking to your ears, and you practice the passions, like the practitioner, the great practitioner in the jungle, and you make passions to that person from the motivated by the bodhicitta, and that passion is the great passion, too. Therefore, I don't understand a lot of, about the benefits of listening dharma. What I told here is a very, very short, the benefits of listening dharma. The great scholar Tsongkhapa also mentioned that tebe pinyin tebo chete tosin wa chene ne di tuen pong wa so chene ni. And great scholar Tsongkhapa said that remember the benefits of listening dharma, then be enjoy to listen the dharma too. Like the wonderful movie, it's a wonderful movie, then you enjoy to watch it too. Like that, we enjoy to listen to the dharma. Last time we had here, it says that one recognition, there are the six favorable recognitions too. One of them, what we call the, one of them is the self as the illness person too. We are listening to the dharma many times too. So if we don't have the recognition called as an illness person, then the dharma doesn't go to the dharma, and then it cannot benefit to us. Therefore, the great scholar, the great scholar Ramasankarpa emphasized here. Again, he said, the great Tsongkhapa, the great scholar Lama Tsongkhapa has mentioned the six recognitions. To first recognitions, he mentioned that the recognition of the Dharma listener as the illness person. And then the second recognition, the Dharma speaker as a doctor. Last time, I just say you a job to whether I'm a doctor or not, and then when I concern again from the to you to and then to you whether for me you are seems like an illness person or not to you are healthier than me. From me, sure, you are whether seems like an earnest person or not. And from your side, whether am I like the Western doctor, Indian doctor, Tibetan doctor, and the Chinese doctor, and the Vietnamese doctor, whether seems like a doctor or not. In the Dharma, it says that the Dharma speaker who taught the Dharma and recognitions as a doctor. And then what he speaks about the Dharma is as medicine. And if you practice that, then you can cure from your as illness, the illness person who can cure from his or her different types of diseases too. So the great scholar Tsongkhapa mentioned these four, and then after that, the great scholar Lama Tsongkhapa again emphasized upon the Dharma listener. Oh, the Dharma listener, we should be as a illness person. This recognition is very important. From these recognitions, and we can induce the other recognitions, such as the medicine doctors, such the medicines is a medicine, and if we taking the proper way, if we take the course, then it can cure our illness. In this way too. And here he said that if it is just a words, just the merely words, then it goes to the non-meaning way. He said that the illness person too, the illness person, we know the illness person in this samsara and the world. So if the illness person might thought that, oh, am I one to free from my disease or not? Maybe I will go to the doctor and check the doctor. And then doctor gives me some medicines. I will collect those medicines. And he collect those medicines, what the doctor has given to him. So he brought those medicines. And he saved those medicines near his pillow in house, maybe under the desk in his house, maybe in the kitchen in his or her house. Then, if you don't take the proper medicines, then that's not fault of the doctor. True, that's not the mistakes of the doctor. If he or she don't take the proper medicine, then that's the fault of the. The patient, to fault of the illness, thank you, fault of the illness person, true. That's not a fault and mistakes of the speaker, true. Even a large amount of the medicines, if you don't take it, then it don't benefit to him, true. So with this example, someone who has attained the precious human rebirth, who has a very intelligent mind, if they don't use their proper way, they don't use their brain and heart to the Dharma, they listen to the Dharma and then they don't practice the Dharma, then it's like that. The great scholar Tsongkhapa, in this more clarify it, he refers to the one sutra called the King of Concentration Sutra. That sutra, and in the sutra which has taught by the Shakyamuni Buddha, and the Shakyamuni Buddha himself said that nene rabdu sabhi chishet chishet nene yangda machena na neba mingi keba toba da dagi nene sowa munitions. In this the Shakyamuni Buddha advice to the persons who don't have such a recognitions, and the Shakyamuni Buddha has told that, oh, I have given you a very profound teachings. If you don't practice those profound teachings, then there is an example. The example is that the illness person who brought a lot of the medicines or the pills, capsules, and he don't take this those pills of the capsules, then he or she will never cure or overcome from the his suffering. Therefore, the Shakyamuni Buddha has explained us very, very clear. Yes, after Shakyamuni Buddha, the Indian scholar Arya Asanga comes in this world, or after the 900 years ago, as the sutra said in Jambetsyaju, ngani nyangyen da odo, loni gujalyen bano, thome chije geloni, tenje tenla, teni tenla ches. After Shakyamuni Buddha, Shakyamuni Buddha himself is one root of the Manjushri text. He professed that after I pass away, after 900 years ago, I pass away, there will be one bhikshu will come in this world who will flourish the Mahayana teachings, whose name is the Asanga. And as he prophesied, Shakyamuni Buddha foretold, and the Arya Asanga came in this world 900 years after the Shakyamuni Buddha arrived in this world. Shakyamuni Buddha knows everything. So that's the quality of the him, not us, not like me. So, Shakyamuni Buddha understands all the phenomena. So, if we ask to him when I will born, when I will attain the enlightenment, he knows too. We all have a Buddha nature, attain the enlightenment, he knows too. And the excellent quality of the Shakyamuni Buddha, he has a very great quality called the compassionate thought. This I just told you, mentioned by the way, because of here, the other scholar, the great scholar, Sankhavara refers to the other scholar called the Acharya Shandideva. Acharya Shandideva, the great Bodhisattva, and he's the text called the Bodhisattva Acharya, or the guide to the Bodhisattva way of life. And he said that we do, from your physical body and mind, the mouth or the speak, take it on actions. If you don't take in the actions, then there will be no results. There will be no fruitions. The medicine, the doctor just read the Dharma text, let them to listen. Then the illness person will not cure from his or her illness. To like that example, we don't just read a Dharma, we don't just listen a Dharma. We have to take them into the practice. Then the great scholar Tsongkhapa emphasized that. We understand that if I practice a Dharma, I will free from suffering. The great scholar Tsongkhapa emphasized to us very advanced, very careful, that we recognize that if I will practice the Dharma, I will free from the samsara. If I will practice those 10 virtuous actions and 10 non-virtuous actions, I will free from the lower realms. And if I practice the Four Noble Truth, the two sects of the Four Noble Truth, one sect of the Four Noble Truth, how we recycle in the garbage of the samsara, the dirty garbage of the samsara, very smelly garbage in the samsara, right? If we concern about the first two noble truth, the truth of suffering, the truth of the origin of suffering, then we will understand how we recycle in this samsara. True. Those Arya Asanga, Shandideva, and Arya Nagarjuna, they attain the realizations. We didn't attain the realization. We are still in the samsara, true. This messy samsara, and we have the different conceptions. Then we understand How we recycle in this samsara, if we concern about the two sects of the Four Noble Truths, and if we practice the two sects of the Four Noble Truths, the truth of the cessations, the truth of the path to cessations, the path which leads to this, which leads to the nirvana or the liberations. If we practice on those, the next two paths, then we can liberate from samsara. Because of that, the great scholar Tsongkhapa told us. The great scholar Tsongkhapa told us truth. The great scholar Aya Asanga, he said that the great scholar Aya Asanga said that we understand the disease, illness, and then we abandon those causes of the sufferings. You remember, I just refresh your mind what you have listened in the past, too. Therefore, the Arya Asanga refers to his master Maitreya too. His master Maitreya refers in Maitreya's text called the Uttara Tantra or the Sublime Continuum, and the Bodhisattva Maitreya said that we understand the suffering and we abandon those cause of sufferings and we experience those the cessations and understand what are the paths to lead the cessation. Then you become more trust upon those teachings too. Then no matter you spend your time on the Sunday, no matter whatever you go from the other country like the India or other place, how much expensive is the air ticket, it's a no matter too. It's just gaining and then the falling in this life too. What you have spent your time to listen the Dharma, then that there is a beneficial, there is a benefit too. We can free from the samsara too, and we can free from the samsara. And also, if we concern and practice upon those bodhicitta and so on, then we can let them to free from samsara too. So, as I told you at the beginning, be smart your mind, and be smart your mind that what I have spoken to you, and here the great scholar Lama Tsongkhapa also said that be listen then and collect what you have the knowledge there, then you will collect them too. If there is a mistake from my speech, then there is no need to collect them to as your Christmas present, true, as you are the present of the 2010 present, true, like those present the examples, then there you can multiply your examples of the Dharma, true. You have seen the more than me, true. I'm coming from a very small country, true. Yeah, America, very lot of examples, sure. So, in short, however, it's very appreciated for me that you listen the Dharma again in the 2010, and I wish you listen the Dharma again and again in the 2010, and then 2011, and then try to understand more deeper meaning of the mean. The Dharma, not only the 2011, and the month after month, week after month, week, day after day, and try to understand deeper and deeper understanding and knowledge about the Dharma, like the sea, too. If you go to the beach or sea, they dive in the sea, in the ocean, there are many wonderful things in the oceans, too. So like that example. And then after that, today, we just now just the now read the long life prayers of the long life prayers of the Lathirin Buchans, and after that you recite in the English. Okay.
Please pray in English, the longer prayer of the... Thank you. Okay, Tibetans, our past spiritual masters, the quick written in Tibetan. The Jain Jumi Sabde Jujim, we are going to go to the Jain Zedin Shim. Timberam John Jawa Zedin Jedin 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 Jab. The Jay Jujim Jum Jedam Meju, Namzum Jim Jedu Jule Damash. Timber Jin Zin Juju Jin Zebe, not him, Havo Jim Bruzo Wad. Tugu in the Gunzo Bemene, Lobro Shiva Neve Zedin. Ram John Jebe Jin Zadin Jedu, Kudu Jebe, Dujedor Maji. When John Debra
Debe zunza bunda dibe dire lam de hesenye jodu honyu jeş. Robra dobe manyeri binda zizu hari behenam jadu day. Dudu cive daba çoğundu ndo cihe cüden de bu honyu jeş. Roze yara da mele şehlu zidu nyam cira bunda ndo bhayi. Çigüye yivan dobe nage baha yongari cevan yibran jeş. Yanda da gümü cibaya kalhaya cizu zambu nam da. Rabzom razan dedi hezedi ben hezmo lebraje beje bonu jeş çozmalu va mebejin duda jini men gürodin jozamen da jalozan da beden bayi men berenden de lohnyun hoju
ứng xen hé những lân pháp đàn của tâm khách ba ý ngọt lời vàng do thần lực tam bảo ly ứng, do thần lực duyên khởi tương ưng, với tánh không bất nhị bất trùng, do tâm lực trí thành cùng kính ngưỡng, xin do sở nguyện chúng thể tự được tức thời viên mãn.
Tarin chuchenye chabara tene jawa tenzen jazu yube tenzen ge jibu damba na kuze yurin do temba da zamnin ge chen yuru kundu ne mo chuze ri shiba da do na ma ge sim je damje dimni ge jiba le de shin ne do ngamba zo be sanja be jo jo shin the dedication but you have listened the dharma from me and try to dedicate what you listened, dedicate in order to the long life of His Holiness the Dalai Lama, and dedicate the long life of all the spiritual masters. Be dedicated that Dharma, which benefits the sentient beings, the spiritual teachings remain very long in this sacred existence, and in this sacred existence, the samsara in this world, in particular, whatever the sentient beings feels the different types of the tremendous sufferings, they may free from this different types of the sufferings. In short, may all the sentient beings free from two types of the obscurations. The obscurations of the mental afflictions of the delusions, and the obscuration which obstructs to attain the enlightenment, or which obstructs open the knowledge, they may free quickly from those obscurations and attain the full enlightenment very quickly. With this, we will do together the dedication prayer, please. Gewa de nyuru do huyuno for the everybody, especially some person who comes from very far distance. When you come in the Tuesday evening and the other evening for the soap offering, please don't keep your things in the car too. They might be stolen or the lost, and it's not good for you, and you have lost your money and things too. So never keep your things when you come to the teachings in the car, okay? Be take care, not only in this area, true?
Yes. You want to announce?
Just 1 second.
Yes, please.
Hi. I wanted everybody to keep January, if you can, January 23rd, open. We are going to do prayers for His Holiness Dalai Lama's long life. Then again on February 13th, which will be the one-year anniversary of the passing of our of Geshe Tsotem Gyaltsenla, we will start Tsog offering here at 6, and then we will watch the film that Tartso has done. And the next day is Losar. We will do, that's New Year, Tibetan New Year. We will do prayers in the morning, and we will have a breakfast in the residence. So that's January 23rd, February 13th, and February 14th. Okay? Great. Thanks. Thank you. Thank you, Geshe. Thank you very much.